failure is not only inevitable, but it's also essential for growth. So we're going to unpack the myths surrounding failure, and we're going to discover the silver lining that lies behind every setback when you look to reframe. So let's kick things off by debunking the myth that failure equals defeat. So in reality, failure is simply a stepping stone on the path to that success. Take the story of Steve Jobs, who was famously ousted from Apple before returning to lead the company to unprecedented heights. Now, his failures didn't define him. They propelled him forward. Nobody sees Steve Jobs as a failure. Hi, I'm your host, Zoe Goodchild, founder of Innovate Accountancy and a business owner with over a decade of experience. So welcome to Breaking Through Adversity, the podcast that guides business owners in cultivating a growth mindset and building greater resilience for success in business. We all know business is not an easy ride. So come and join us to share experiences and overcoming challenges to ensure you become the best version of yourself that you can be. Hi, welcome back to the Breaking Through Adversity podcast, where we explore the highs and lows of your entrepreneurial journey. I'm your host, Zoe Goodchild, and today we're delving into the concept of successful failures in business and how they actually shape our paths to success. It's been a little while since the last episode, as inevitably life has many twists and turns, and we need to navigate our way through those. So I moved house over the Easter period again. And sometimes in life and business, it feels that when you start to make headway and start to get settled into a routine and make headway in overcoming hurdles, it feels never ending because the next hurdle is right around the corner. So this episode is about how we navigate those, how we overcome challenges and setbacks, and ultimately obstacles that we tend to define as failures. So failure, it's a word that can strike fear into the hearts of even the most seasoned entrepreneurs. But what if I told you that failure is not only inevitable, but it's also essential for growth? So we're going to unpack the myths surrounding failure, and we're going to discover the silver lining that lies behind every setback when you look to reframe. So let's kick things off by debunking the myth that failure equals defeat. So in reality, failure is simply a stepping stone on the path to that success. Take the story of Steve Jobs, who was famously ousted from Apple before returning to lead the company to unprecedented heights. Now, his failures didn't define him. They propelled him forward. Nobody sees Steve Jobs as a failure. So let's talk about resilience. Resilience is the secret sauce that separates those who thrive from those who merely survive. Resilience isn't just about bouncing back, it's about bouncing forward. It's about using failure and setbacks as fuel to propel you towards your goals, no matter how many times you stumble along the way. But what about the dreaded fear of failure? It's a common roadblock that holds many aspiring entrepreneurs back from pursuing their dreams. But here's the thing. Failure is not the opposite of success, it's part of it. So by reframing failure as a necessary pit stop on the road to success, we can strip away its power to paralyze us and hold us back. And instead, we can harness its potential to propel us forward. So we need to look at the importance of perspective. Instead of viewing failure as a final verdict, let's see it as a valuable lesson to learn from. So every setback is an opportunity for growth, a chance to course correct and emerge stronger than before. As Henry Ford once said, failure is simply the opportunity to begin again, but this time more intelligently. So how do we bounce back from failure and emerge stronger than ever? For me, it all comes down to mindset. By cultivating a growth mindset, one that embraces challenges, ensures you learn from your setbacks and persists in the face of adversity, we can transform failure from a stumbling block into a stepping stone on the path of success. Now let's address the elephant in the room: the fear of being labeled as a failure. Spoiler alert, listen, your worth as an entrepreneur and as a human being, it extends far beyond your professional successes or failures. Failure does not define you, it refines you. It's not about falling down, it's about getting back up, dusting yourself off, and pressing onward towards your dreams. Failure isn't something that we should allow to determine how far we're going to go in the future. We should learn that to enable us to succeed. Failure is definitely inevitable, and I have had my fair share of challenges. For those of you that are following my journey, you'll know the setbacks and the challenges that I've had to overcome, particularly in the last 12 months. I could have stood down, I could have walked away, I could have buried my head in the sand and said, I'm a failure, I can't do this, I'm not good enough, I'm not worth it, I'll just go and do something else, I'll go and get a job because I can't physically do this, I've failed. Or I could look at every single one of those setbacks, self-evaluate and work out what it is that actually went wrong with those, and work out how to reframe that and what lesson I'm being taught with each of those failures. So my last 12 months, I've learned an incredible amount about business, but about life in general, but more importantly, about myself. And some of the biggest lessons that have come out of the last 12 months for me is about letting go of that fear of judgment. Don't ever allow somebody else to give their opinion of you and let that be your opinion of you, because the only opinion that actually matters is what you think. What's your opinion? And as long as you have courage that you are doing the right thing, that you're doing everything you possibly can to head in the right direction, it really is irrelevant what other people think of you. And I think that's one of the most important lessons that I've learned from the past 12 months is that other people's opinions do not define me. Things that could be considered failures are not actually failures. I've had countless people approach me and ask how I've managed to navigate the past 12 months. How have I managed to keep going when it just appears that everything's falling apart, is crumbling apart? But again, with that Henry Ford quote, I'm not starting again from scratch. I'm starting again from experience. And that's the biggest lesson to learn here, that it doesn't matter what setbacks and obstacles you've had. It doesn't matter if other people think that that defines you. It absolutely doesn't. You can reinvent yourself at any point in your life. But make sure that when you do go through these obstacles and setbacks, every single one of them is an opportunity to learn and grow and to develop yourself, both from an entrepreneurial perspective, but also as a human being. You'll learn things that are going to help you and give you strength, resilience, experience, to be able to navigate all kinds of roadblocks that will crop up in the future, because they will. I actually, when I sit there and think about it, I struggle to think of anybody that has had real jaw-dropping success that hasn't had a string of so-called failures and setbacks in the lead up to that success. Because how do you know, if everything's going right all of the time, you're not growing, you're going to stick to that and you're not going to make changes. And I think it's really important to have these setbacks, but look at them positively. Change your perspective. This is one of the most difficult things to do. And I talk a lot about growth mindset, reframing, learning how to always manage to change those negative thought cycles and try and gain a positive thought cycle, a positive narrative out the back of it. Because that is the only thing that you are going to be able to do to get past some of the challenges that crop up in business and in life. And if you go into every opportunity, you're taking that risk as an entrepreneur. Every decision you make could turn out to be the best decision you've ever made, or it could turn out to be a really bad decision. But either way, it's the journey that's getting us to the destination. And every time we get a setback, it's not defining us as a failure and saying you're never going to reach that level of success, or you're never going to reach that final destination that you're heading towards. You are. You absolutely are. You just have to find and navigate your own path towards that. And part of the entrepreneurial journey is the adventure. We're all a bit like adrenaline junkies. We all love a bit of adventure. So don't come into business thinking it's going to be smooth sailing, because it's not. And we wouldn't have it any other way. You speak to any entrepreneur, yes, when you're going through tough times, when you're going through challenges, it's incredibly overwhelming. And you can't help sometimes but think, oh my God, I've failed. What am I going to do? Perhaps this isn't the right life choice for me. Perhaps I shouldn't be pursuing this. Just stop. Stop that. You can allow yourself to dwell on it short term and sit there and think about what went wrong, but do it for the right reasons. Don't do it to sit there and wallow about things that should have happened, could have happened, would have happened if you'd done something different, because that's the wonderful benefit of hindsight. If we knew that beforehand, we would have made decisions differently, but we didn't know that beforehand. So use that hindsight so that the next time an experience or a challenge crops up, use the benefit and the wisdom of what you've learned from these so-called failures to make sure you do things differently. And that's how you'll reach success. So I hope you found this useful, and I'd really love it if you could share, hit the subscribe button and leave us a review if you found this helpful. And I really hope that you keep failing forward and never stop chasing your dreams. You will get there. You'll find your own path to get there. It just may not be the path that you originally thought it was going to be. That's the journey of life and the entrepreneurial journey. So enjoy it. Enjoy the ride. Hi, thank you for listening. We hope you found this episode valuable, and I look forward to having you tune in to our next episode. I would really, really love it if you could leave us a 5-star rating and share it to anyone who you feel may enjoy this podcast, so that we can support more business owners in overcoming their own challenges within their own business to become the best version of themselves that they can be.